The Safe Schools Coalition supports schools to create safe and inclusive spaces for same-sex attracted, intersex and gender-diverse students. The Coalition held a symposium today, and Sally Richardson, the Program Director, told me about how the program helps schools.
The program offers support directly to schools. So that's in the form of professional development for all the school staff, followed up by consultation and advice. If a school would like to chat about a particular situation or how to best support an individual student or how to go about making their classroom teaching more inclusive and safe for students, we've got a range of resources for young people and also for teachers to be able to give them the skills and the knowledge and the tools to really create change. And give them the knowledge, I guess, about how to go about addressing homophobic and transphobic bullying in the school.
What are the key things that can be done?
Look, there's lots of things that can be done. The professional development, the resources, the consultation and advice, that really gives teachers and school staff the ideas around how they can use inclusive language. For example, not saying boys and girls, but saying all students, that kind of thing. So things that I guess will help gender diverse students, help same-sex attracted students to feel included and safe in the school. So when they hear a teacher using inclusive language or stopping another student from using homophobic language, they feel really good about being at that school and they feel good about that teacher. It's also around looking at their own school policies to see if they're inclusive. You'll find that a lot of school policies won't mention homophobia and transphobia, or they won't mention, for example, the ability of a student to bring their partner of the same gender to a formal, for example. So there's lots of little changes like that the Safe Schools Coalition program staff will help the school to see in their own environment, to, you know, really look at their own school context and work out ways that they can make it a more positive environment for all the students and staff.
How did you develop the resources that you're using?
Because our national program builds on the Victorian program, which has been operating since 2010, the original resources of the program we updated to make them national. Since then, we've been continuing to revise those resources to make sure that as we roll out across the country, those resources continue to be suitable for each state and territory and suit the context and local school system of every state and territory. But in addition to that, we've also been developing our own national resources, and we've got three new resources just about ready to go. One is a guide for schools to help them to host more inclusive school formals. A second one is around supporting a student who is affirming their true gender in school. And thirdly, and most excitingly, we've got a new resource that's our first for a classroom teaching. So it's a resource for teachers to use in the classroom to teach the topics of gender, identity, sexuality and intersex. All three of those are in the final stages of development. So really in the next few weeks, we're expecting all those to be released.
Sally Richardson, Program Director of Safe Schools Australia.